Your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
resurrection. Look with compassion on us and on this holy church, O Master. Show us and those who pray with us the riches of your tender mercy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is to all glory, honor, and worship, now and ever and forever.
Glory, our Father, we Aleluya.
Wisdom, let us stand and listen to the Holy Gospel.
Peace be to all.
Conclusions and understandings about what it is, how it works. take classes on religion, and study Christian history, doctrine, and dogma, and that would ask for theology. But for the Eastern Christian, this is not the meaning of theology in its true sense. The end of theology, the purpose, is not simply obtaining knowledge or understanding about God. Not at all. Theology's purpose, theology's end, is mystical union with God. In other words, Christianity is not a philosophical school for speculating about abstract concepts. It's essentially a communion with the living God. And so when God decided to reveal himself to creation, when God decided to make himself known to us, he didn't simply give us a set of propositions to believe. He didn't say, here, believe these things about me and you'll know me. He didn't do that at all. When God wanted to reveal himself to us, he gave us his Son. He sent his Son into the world, and he incorporated us into his body. And he gave us his most sacred and precious blood and body as food, that we might have real union with him, that he might live in us, and we in him. And in that union, and only in that union, God is revealed to us. He's made known. So you see, a non-Christian can know things about God, but it takes a baptized, practicing, grace, Christian to actually know God. God can only be known through a real union with him. And so theology, then, properly speaking, is just that attempt to put into words that ultimately ineffable union that we chiefly experience but can't describe. So what does that mean for us? It means that first and foremost, doing theology is not primarily an intellectual exercise. It's chiefly the practice of our religion, the attainment of virtue, and the experienced union with the Blessed Trinity. That's theology. Written theological treatises, like you think about it, have to be rooted in and reflect this lived faith, this lived union, to know God, to speak about him, or write about him, or talk to others about him. We have to first draw near to him. The way of knowledge is the way of unification, the way of sanctification. So coming back full circle now, we call Gregory the theologian because he embodied this tradition of honoring and reflecting the mystical union of God. He reflected this very well. Not simply because he wrote prolifically, or that he reasoned things out well, or that he defended the right understanding of God, which he certainly did. But we call him the theologian because he lived a life of extreme union with God. And he put into words that which is often ineffable and indescribable, theology. We call him the theologian in the East because he sets the tone for how we strive to understand and to know God through communion with him. To God be all the glory, now and ever and forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy Father Francis, Pope of Rome, for our most reverend Metropolitan and Archbishop William, for all our God-loving bishops, especially Mark, for those who serve and have served in this holy church, for our spiritual fathers, for all our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for our government and for all in the service of our country.
Amen.
Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is
Amen.
Remembering therefore the saving command and all that has come to pass on our behalf, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection, on another day, the ascension into heaven, the seat at the right hand, and the second coming in glory, offering you your own from your own, always and everywhere.
Wrath and need.
mercy on us and preserve us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
In this holy evening, may be perfect, holy peace, cleansed in us. Let us beseech the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For an angel of peace is a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies. Let us beseech the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For the pardon and remission of our sins and offenses, let us beseech the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For what is good and beneficial to our souls and for peace in the world, let us beseech the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may spend the rest of our life in peace and repentance, let us beseech the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For a Christian, nameless, unashamed, peaceful end of our life, for a good account before the fearsome judgment seat of Christ, let us beseech the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Asking for unity in the faith and for the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commit ourselves and one another in our whole life to Christ our God.
To you.
Make us worthy to partake with a clear conscience of your heavenly and awesome mystery from this sacred and spiritual table. They bring about the remission of sins, the pardon of transgression, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, confidence in you, not judgment or condemnation. Make us worthy, O Master, that we may with confidence without condemnation dare call you Father, God of heaven, and say,
Amen.
Holy gifts to holy people.
One is holy, one.
Oh.
be our God, always now and ever.
Wouldn't mind. We're going to be standing at the back. He just graduated seminary not too long.